Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 66. A proposed veterans housing project in Uptown Racine will not go forward after bids for the project came in over budget. The developer of the project, Herman N. Kittle Properties, said the bids came in about $4.5 million higher than expected. Because the project had to be finished by next year, there isn't enough time to rebid and still qualify for state tax credits, according to a spokesperson. The $18.5 million project would have created 74 apartments, mainly for veterans, in a complex of old industrial buildings in the 1500 block of Clark Street. While the project is dead, Mayor John Dickert says the fact this particular project is not moving forward should not discourage investors in the Uptown neighborhood. He said the factors that led to this project not moving forward were not market-based. The city will continue to partner with Herman and Kittle and is seeking other opportunities to develop the site with other developers. With the U.S. in peak mosquito season, Racine-based SC Johnson will make its largest donation of Off mosquito repellent to date. Almost $4 million of Off will be provided to three organizations, the American Red Cross, AmeriCares, and Feeding America, for distribution to needy families in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. The donation is part of SCJ's commitment to donate at least $15 million over the next year to help protect against the mosquitoes that may carry Zika and other diseases. Grant money helps law enforcement agencies do many of the special programs every year that are not covered with the annual budget. And the city of Racine recently went after one to help with the mental well-being of officers. Chief Art Howell recently told the Finance and Personnel Committee, the Wisconsin Department of Justice offered the Personal and Professional Breakthroughs for Law Enforcement grant.
Oftentimes people associate traumatic problems with a particular event, but it's cumulative as well. So what you've seen over the course of 20 years can impact you, can impact your family, can impact the way you do your job. And so this year we've put a significant emphasis on wellness for our officers.
The chief said we're looking to enhance health before we experience problems. The grant application requires no city match, something the Finance Committee and the Racine Council always support. Since the first of the year, 25 bicyclists and 8 pedestrians have been killed in traffic-related crashes in Wisconsin. Larry Corsi with the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says as bike and pedestrian activity increases in the summer, so does the potential of crashes. Corsi says officials are most concerned about children.
When they're out there walking or biking, too often they're not thinking about safety. Common problems we see with young bikers and pedestrians. They're easily distracted, they often underestimate the speed of oncoming traffic, and their smaller size can make them harder for motorists to see.
Children 5 to 14 are especially vulnerable, making up about 13% of the state's population, but nearly a quarter of all bicycle injuries. Last year, traffic-related crashes killed 54 pedestrians, 15 bicyclists, and resulted in about 2,100 injuries to people biking or walking. As the start of the Racine County Fair approaches in a few days, our recent heat wave and how it affects animals comes to light, with water being the most important nutrient for dairy cattle and required even in greater amounts during hot and humid weather. Matt Lippard, agriculture agent for the UW Extension in Wood County, says dairy cows consume about 3 pounds of water per pound of milk produced.
Cows need a lot of abundant amount of water, and they need it readily available to them. And in heat stress, this need sometimes taxes the systems that are adequate otherwise. But probably a normal baseline, I said 3 pounds of water per cow, well, that converts per pound of milk. That converts to about 30 gallons per cow per day.
By the way, cows prefer a water temperature between 63 and 82 degrees. A Racine Boy Scout leader is in serious condition at a Green Bay hospital with a severe head injury from a traffic accident in Shawano County involving two vehicles transporting Boy Scouts from local Troop 225. The Press Gazette says a dozen scouts were in the vehicles, one pulling a trailer on Highway 29. The driver of the first SUV with the trailer swerved, overcorrected, and lost control. The second SUV then hit the first, and both rolled off the road. The driver of the first SUV was taken by helicopter to St. Vincent's Hospital because of a head injury. The injured children went to nearby hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries and were released Sunday morning to go home with parents or volunteer supervisors. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.